It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than starring in a porn without your knowledge. It is definitely...
Yikes.
Yeah, it's definitely better than that. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Joe is out tonight. On the show, a doctor in New York is fired for supporting Hamas. Comedian Bella the Cat Rubinton is going to join us for a segment, and she's scamming scammers, she claims. I'm not sure she is, but there is a noise coming out from a stray line that they better dummy up or they're not going to be on the show.
Oh, do we have little mice?
Yeah, we have a little mouse that's gonna fall into a trap if they don't silencio over there. School of Fools and teens make a porn of their classmates using artificial intelligence. And a new segment, Would You Eat That? We will get into that. So this was my blog this week. It's an interesting story. I think it's pretty cut and dry, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm looking at the world in the wrong way. A New York City emergency room doctor has been fired for controversial posts online that applauded Hamas's massacre in Israel on October 7th. They said, this is Dr. Dana Diab. She said the Israelis got a taste of their own medicine. She's an emergency room physician with Lenox Hill Hospital in Brookdale University Medical Center. And according to New York City Health and Hospital, shared a video of the heinous October 7th attack on her Instagram stories. Oh, that's fun. She said Zionist settlers getting a taste of their own medicine. Did she say anything else? A second snap showed Diab's Instagram profile, which has gone private. They always do when the crap hits the fan, where the physician boasted over 600 followers and had a Palestinian flag emoji in the bio section. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No. I don't know why they felt like they had to mention that, but it's like they're just trying to build the case against her.
I guess. Well, I think the evidence stands on its own. I don't think they need a case. Diab took to Instagram rejoicing Zionist settlers, a.k.a. Jews, were murdered, raped, beheaded, and kidnapped by the Hamas terror group on Saturday, October 7th. Stop anti-Semitism wrote alongside the images. So then you get all this social media outcry where it says Jewish patrons beware. Northwell Health confirmed that Dr. Diab no longer worked at the hospital. We're deeply sorry for the hurt and the offense in these comments that have caused. These views do not represent Lenox Hill Hospital. I would think not. And Northwell Health. And go against...
I would hope not.
Yeah, and go against our core values. The team member is no longer employed with Northwell. And, you know, so, a lot of people have got, well, I hope so. Her public praise of Hamas's crimes against humanity disqualifies Diab from treating Jewish patients, or any patients for that matter, activist Chaskill Bennett said. So New York City Health and Hospital stands for compassionate, humane care with dignity and respect for all people. We don't allow any conduct at work that promotes hate, intolerance, or any other behaviors that undermine our mission, values, or commitment to care. We are aware of this social media post and are investigating. New York City Health and Hospitals told the Post of Diab's behavior. So the New York Post reached out to Diab, and she insisted, she never called for harm to anyone. I never have and never will abdicate my duty and my oath as a physician. So anyway, so she's been released, and as you would imagine, there's a lot of opinion on that. Listen, I think a lot of times when we go after people for their social media stuff, it's a little much. Because, like, for instance, and I put this in the blog, when the teacher posts an Instagram of her in her bikini doing shots on her vacation and she's fired, that has really no bearing on her, on what she's doing in the classroom. What she's doing, she's not hurting anybody but her liver. when they get fired for that, I understand, oh, but the children, it's a little much. Now, in this case, you're a doctor. It's hard to come back from supporting the death, torture, rape of anybody. But keep in mind, this also included babies, Holocaust survivors. I mean, listen, you can say what you want to say, but how did... I can understand wanting, you know, if you're of the mind that the Israelis are the oppressors. I get that argument. But you cannot be on the side of, well, all 1,400 civilians killed, this is good. You can't be on that side.
As a doctor, you know darn well the atrocities that happened during that attack. And it's like, I'm sorry, but not for nothing, but you work in a very Jewish city.
Yes.
Now, you think people want you touching them and healing them after you've said this thing about this horrendous occurrence? You're backing a terrorist organization? What are you thinking?
Well, she considers them freedom fighters, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
But...
I'm sure.
But listen, man, like, I can watch what's going on in the Gaza Strip right now and the suffering of the civilians. And even though I know why the Israeli Defense Force is doing what it's doing, I can still go, this is terrible. I feel horrible for these people that had nothing to do with it. And we can go back and forth. Well, is this Israel's fault or Hamas's fault? You can have that argument. But I can still say, as a human being, this is terrible. Nobody should do this. When a doctor's like, woohoo, this is great. I mean, who is going to... You brought up the patients. Also, not for nothing, there's a lot of Jewish doctors. I'm guessing they work with her. And Jewish nurses. Who's going to... I mean, you've created a problem in the work environment. You know?
Yeah.
You would be creating a problem... possibly if you just, you know, said, I'm with the people of Palestine. Probably in the, you know, there would have been a problem. But I would argue, you know what, you have a right to say that. You're not advocating violence or anything.
She is Palestinian.
Right. But she's like, no, I didn't say anybody should harm anybody. No, but you're supporting it. You're cheering it on.
Yeah. You seem awfully happy about, I mean, maybe saying happy is being...
No. When you say the Israelis are getting a taste of their own medicine, you seem pretty happy about it.
It sounds like she's saying, you know what? Good on you. You're finally getting yours. At the very least, she's supporting what happened. And we all know what happened is terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Well, you and I think that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I also think... It's a whole big mess. I understand why the Israelis felt like they had to retaliate, but I don't think that bombing civilians.
Well, I don't want to get into all that right now. But you know, they will argue that Hamas is operating out of that hospital and has tunnels underneath it specifically. You can put the politics aside and go, this is really terrible. I don't like – you can – that's what a decent human being does. A decent human being goes, you know, listen, I support Israel 100%. They have every right to do it. But I feel bad for these little kids that have done nothing wrong and are suffering. You can – that's what a decent human being would say if they were 100% behind Israel. That's what a decent human being would say. You know, a decent human being would say – you know, on the Palestinian side, I don't like what Israel, the oppressors, do to us, but I don't abdicate putting a baby in an oven and cooking it alive. I don't, you know, I don't support that. I don't think this doctor can work in the Western Hemisphere again.
It was an incredibly poor show of taste. And also timing, it was not the right time for this.
No, I mean, the only possible place where she might be able to work is in, like, Michigan, in Rashida Tlaib's district, where there is a large Muslim Palestinian population. But I'm thinking, like, in Christian places, you're not going to be able to work. In places where there's Jews, most people in this country are not supporting this radical stance. I think she has to go I think she has to go back to the Middle East if she wants to be a doctor. All right. When we come back, the cat, Bella the cat, is she scamming a scammer? Maybe. Or is she just another victim? We'll get to the bottom of that.
This is Davin's Den.
It's Davin's Den.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. I'm your host, Davin. I have Pip alongside me. And first time to the show ever, special guest, comedian Bella the Cat Rubinson. Hello, Bella.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing very well. So Bella thinks she's scamming a scammer, and she might be scamming a scammer. Or she might not be scamming a scammer. That's what we're going to try to figure out right here. So, Bella, how'd you come in contact with this person that you think is a scammer?
Well, she sent me a friend request on Facebook.
Social media, always a place where the scamming population likes to find us. Not necessarily scammers. I mean, especially since you're a comedian, it could have been a fan. Could have been somebody a fan of your work. Now, you said that they were a psychic. Is that how they advertise themselves?
That is how they advertise themselves.
So now, because they called themselves a psychic, is that why you thought they were a scammer?
I was a bit skeptical, especially when I found out they were charging money for readings and various other services.
But that's what a psychic does, Bella. No, those I'd be skeptical.
Oh, Facebook.
What?
But it was over Facebook Messenger. That seems suspicious.
Not really. Not if you're not a very good psychic. I mean, how much, as comedians, how much do we solicit over social media to try to get people to pay to see us? So, I mean, to me, listen, anybody who requests me on social media, I'm a little bit skeptical of. But the fact that they're saying they're a psychic, I don't know if that necessarily makes them a scammer, unless you think every psychic is a scammer, and many people do think that. So do you think every psychic is a scammer?
I mean, I've only ever had two readings in my entire life, and those ones were, like, somewhat helpful. But aside from that, I think most of this is a scam.
But you are open to the fact that psychics might have a purpose, might not be scams.
I am open to it, but I'm very skeptical.
So this one's crime to you was approaching over social media. Were there any other red flags?
Just how persistent she was in asking for money, honestly.
Well, I mean, so how, all right, so what was the sales pitch and how quickly was she asking for money? But again, she's being straight up. I am a psychic. I am looking for you to pay for my services. So this is not somebody who's pretending to be a love interest right away. They are saying straight out, I'm a psychic. I want you to pay for stuff. So did they have like a sales pitch?
I mean, they started off with standard psychic things like palm reading. They made me send a picture of my palm to them, which was kind of interesting. And then it eventually escalated to the point with messaging back and forth where she tried to charge me to cast a love spell on someone.
Well, hold on. We'll get there. First of all, I've never heard of online psychic readings. It doesn't mean it's not a thing. Pip, I can read your hand right now. I see you've been close to Mr. Helix. That's what I can see in there. There's a little bit of residue there, dear. Anyway.
You're right.
But like, to me, this is straight up psychic nonsense so far, because I'm a little bit skeptical of them. I don't think scammer necessarily, but they did get you to give them money for a love potion.
That is sadly correct.
Okay, so what was promised and how much did you pay?
It was promised that if I paid them $40, that a certain person would fall in love with me.
Yeah, Joe. Yeah, that person's Joe. I'm not. Listen. You two nitwits want to be. You want to do this? I'm not going to lie about it. That person is Joe. So they promise that Joe will fall in love with you, and Joe is a rabid pit bull. Why anybody would invite a rabid pit bull into their life, I don't know. But you want Joe to fall in love with you, so you pay them the $40.
Yes.
Did it work?
He's saying it might have, but I'm like, I think, I mean, it could just be that he grew to tolerate me.
Which is really what every romance is based on. So then...
My whole marriage is based on that.
Exactly.
He grew to tolerate me.
So I got to tell you, Bella, at this point, I'm not seeing a scam. I mean, you have no proof that a love spell wasn't cast on Joe. It's not the type of thing that you could necessarily verify. You paid them $40. So far, in my mind, you're a victim. Not even a victim. You're a customer. In my mind, you're a customer. That's what you are in my mind.
I did the love spell wrong. I didn't follow the instructions correctly.
Well, knowing you, that doesn't surprise me.
Did you dilute the potion a little? Is that the problem? It was supposed to be cast around the four corners of the person's house, and Joe wouldn't let me do that. So I cast the spell around the four corners of a sink instead.
You are a nitwit. But the good thing is, Joe doesn't love her, but the tidy bowl man does.
No, he absolutely adores her when he's doing the dishes.
Yes. Scrubbing bubbles have nothing but great things to say about Bella. Ay, ay, ay. So, now you say that you are, you're working for the psychic?
Yes, her Cash App, where she collects donations, stopped working. So now I collect her donations for her electronically and then send them to her.
Okay. So you're money laundering, dear. That's what you're doing. So the money cannot really be traced to her. It can be traced to you. So now you are working. If this person is a scammer, you are now working for the scammer.
I do taxes for a living. This really isn't very difficult to do. That's the sad part.
You're not doing taxes for her. You're collecting her money because she told you my Cash App isn't working. You're money laundering. That's what you're doing, which as a tax preparer, I would think you should know a little bit about, right?
We don't have a money laundering class when we learn how to become tax preparers.
Well, I guess
I was uninformed about the topic.
So how much money have you collected for her?
I would say a few thousand. I haven't really been tracking it. I've just been sending it.
And where is this money coming from? Do you know what countries it's coming from?
It seems like it's mostly domestic, so mostly in America.
So this money is going into your account, and then you're forwarding it to her account.
Right, except she only accepts Bitcoin.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You, my dear, are a scam victim. Now, you say that she pays you.
Well, technically, her victims, her victims that I collect the money from are, like, indirectly paying me because she tells me to keep certain amounts of it for lunch. It's very strange.
Do you understand how, at the very, if she's not a scammer, you're on her payroll and that you are handling the money for her so it can't be traced to her and Bitcoins cannot be traced to are untraceable. Do you understand that?
I'm actually not very familiar with cryptocurrency. It's one of my areas of weakness when it comes to finance.
So why would you agree to pay her in this?
Because that's her preferred payment method. And as a comedy producer, I'm very accommodating to paying people their preferred payment methods.
There's a couple takeaways for that. Pip, I have a couple takeaways from this. First of all, shame on Joe, because Joe knows better. Joe knows what we deal with, how we educate the public. So shame on Joe for not educating her. My advice to you, my friend, and you are my friend, stop. Stop, stop, stop. Block them before the authorities get involved and this comes down on you. Because I guarantee you, it's all traced to you, not to this person.
Oh, also, she said she loves me and she jokes about wanting to marry me, which is a bit strange.
Okay.
That's why I think she's a scammer, because she doesn't know me. And I don't think I'm that lovable of a person anyway. Yes,
you are.
Be that as it may, this is why... Really, I tell people, do not get involved with this stuff. Bella, my friend, you're over your head. Now, you don't listen to my advice ever. But if you were to, I would end this relationship immediately. All right. We got to take a break when we come back. Porn in your schools. Woohoo! We'll be right back. All right. Good job, Bella. Yeah. Not good. Not good.
Yeah. No, this sounds...
This is Davin's Den.
It's Davin's Den.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. You're hanging out with Pip and I. Joe's off tonight. We just had a very interesting conversation with Bella the cat. Listen, straight up, do not start handling money, whether receiving money or sending money, to people that you do not know. This is how you get in legal trouble. This is how bad things happen. This is how people get access to your bank accounts. My advice to Bella would be, because she says people are still sending her money, she needs to close that account. She needs to close that account immediately. And she needs to cut ties with this psychic. Is the psychic a scammer? Seeing how they like to receive money, I'm thinking there's a good chance. I'm thinking this is a front, but I don't know. I definitely don't think Bella was scamming the scammer. I think Bella played right into their hands, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is giving me what was her name?
Ann Jackson.
Yeah, because it's giving me how she thought she's, you know, scamming them, but then all of a sudden got embroiled in it. And it's like, I can see how people could do this. She's thinking, oh, they're providing a service. I'm collecting the money for them. What could be wrong? But I think she's in trouble here.
Yeah, I think she needs to cut all ties and close that bank account. And we'll have to have a talking to with Joe, because the cat cannot be left to their own devices.
No. And like you said, Joe should know better.
Yes, Joe does know better. All right, let's do some School of Fools.
Ring around the rosy, bucket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame, shame, shame.
School of Fools. And now for a terrifying story.
Yeah.
Students in Westfield High School made and distributed fake pornographic images of other female students at the school, sparking concern among some parents and some parents. Why aren't all parents concerned? And
what about the other one?
Yeah, no, we're good. It's good. We like this. And prompting officials to investigate claims, according to officials and reports. Girls at the high school recently discovered boys were sharing nude photos of them in group chats after one or more of the other students used an online tool powered by artificial intelligence to create images. The Wall Street Journal reported. So Dorota Manny told the Journal that her 14-year-old daughter was among the students whose photos were used. How horrifying and heartbreaking.
Horrible.
She says, I'm terrified by how this is going to surface and when. My daughter has a bright future, and no one can guarantee this won't impact her professionally, academically, or socially. No, socially, I think she's going to be quite popular. In a statement provided to Patch, district spokesperson confirmed the incident happened over the summer and was brought to the attention of school officials last month. The district conducted an immediate investigation, according to the spokesperson, and notified the Westfield police. The district spokesperson declined to provide details on the number of students involved or confirm if any disciplinary actions had been taken, citing confidentiality reasons. I saw the daughter and the mother interviewed over the weekend on Smirconish on CNN, and I want to say, like, there was, like, 20 girls that were victims of this, give or take, something like that.
One parent told the Wall Street Journal that some of the sophomore boys were acting weird. Well, they're sophomore boys. In the days leading up to school officials learning about the photos. On October 20th, a boy told some of the girls about the photos. It always takes one to ruin a darn good time. What's the matter with your boy?
No, he's the one with the content.
Yeah. If you want to raise your kids properly, I guess this might be the way. Westfield High School Principal Mary Asfendis addressed the photos in the email sent to parents same day. This is a very serious incident. New technologies have made it possible to falsify images, and students need to know the impact and damage those actions can cause to others. We will continue to educate your children on the importance of responsible use of technology and hope you reinforce these messages. At least two families filed reports with the Westfield Police. This is called deepfake porn, and it's becoming increasingly popular. Let's see. According to an NBC News report, 96% of deepfake images are sexually explicit and feature women who didn't consent to the creation of the content. So Joe Biden issued an executive order, but whatever. All right, so these kids have not been suspended. There's been no arrests made. I don't think the kids should be suspended, and I will tell you why. Because it happened over.
Did you say that?
Oh, I think they're horrible. But it happened over the summer. Is the school year all encompassing? I don't think so. I think you should get suspended for stuff that you do related to school. Now you could make the argument. I don't know if this happened. If they were distributing it in school, now I can get you. But if this all happened over the summer, where it was created and distributed over the summer, I don't think the school should have any jurisdiction here.
Well, they did. I don't know the timing of that either, but it does seem like they were acting weird. It seems like it was still in circulation, so it's still. It's still happening.
So, all right. So if it's circulating in school, you know, I can timestamp when the messages are being passed. It's happening during school. Now I got you.
Yeah. Well, even if they're home, you know, it's during the school year.
Yeah, but you know what? That's you're home. That's the parents. That's the law. Now, I don't think there's much the law can do except for the distribution of child pornography. I think that's where the law could play. But I think that's the only law on the books right now that in most places can deal with this. I think we need to update our laws to deal with this in some way. That being said, and listen, I'm a horrible person. I've never said otherwise. Although I am now allowed to run for office. I did learn this. So it all makes sense. I can't say that if I was a high school boy and I had this technology, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't look at it. I can't say I wouldn't do that, to be honest.
I can't say that I wouldn't be involved in making people naked online for my school either.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if it was like, you know, you want to see what AI would come with some of the boys, if you wanted to, like, prank some of the girls that you were mean girls.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
And you wanted to, you're like, I got naked pictures of you, bitch, you know, or whatever.
Again, with the language. The language. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't say that word?
I'd prefer you didn't.
Okay, sorry.
But, you know, I didn't even think about this. This could be a tool for people that have been bullied.
Absolutely. This would be the ultimate get back.
Yeah.
I got naked pictures of you.
Yeah. I don't think this will ruin people's lives because, I mean, you can't prove it's not you. But, I mean, like if you're trying to get a job when you're 20 years old, oh, we saw porn of you when you were 14? How is that coming up in a job interview?
Yeah, majorly awkward. But they could come up with other reasons and pretend, oh, we don't think that you're qualified or what have you. When the secret reason was, oh, there's porn going on around you, they wouldn't bring it up. But they, if they knew about it, they could use it as a reason against.
If you were very interested in hiring somebody, I guess you could do a background search. And I guess this is the type of the thing, an image search where it could be destroyed. You know what? I guess it could even be on like a porn website. Again, with minors though, it's going to be a lot harder to find. But if somebody wanted to do it with you, you know, it's a lot easier to find on a Pornhub or a YouPorn or something like that, because you're just an adult woman who's, you know, in these activities theoretically.
Right, and the other thing is that, you know, who's to know how old that person is in the photo that has already been altered? What if they altered it to make their face look a little bit older? So no one was the wiser.
I can't say I wouldn't even do this now. Not to kids. Yeah. But, you know, if this type of technology was easy, now I wouldn't distribute it. I would not do that. But, you know what? Hey. I want to make Pip and Joe stars in my own little adult production. You know, who likes cats? I like cats. Yeah, I mean, I could see myself having fun with this type of technology.
Girl, laugh. Yeah, absolutely. I would be curious to turn people, you know, naked for a laugh.
All right. I think this is going to be keep on being a problem, and I think we're going to need new laws. When we come back, would you eat that?
This is Davinston.
And we are back. You are listening to Davinston. We certainly appreciate you spending your evening with us. We have a brand new segment, never done this before, but I thought it'd be fun, lighthearted stuff. We're not doing any of the scammer stuff tonight. So, well, actually, we just did, but we're not doing a scamming the scammer thing tonight. So here we go. Would you eat that?
Davinston would like to ask the question that the world has been asking since the beginning of time.
Ugh, would you eat that?
All right, so the topic for tonight on the would you eat that? So, where we live, Pip, you, me, and Joe, we love bagels, probably because we have a high Jewish population, but we can get good bagels. And apparently bagels are used in a lot of experiments. So I guess there's been Fruity Pebbles bagels, which I've never seen.
I have never seen that, and that sounds pretty gross.
Well, depending what I wouldn't want it with lox, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, no,
I would not want the Fruity Pebbles bagel with tuna fish. But if you could give me a salted butter on a Fruity Pebbles bagel, so you get the sweet and the salt, that might be intriguing. Or a salty cheese, that might be interesting.
I mean, it might be just like plain cream cheese, kind of milk with cereal-ish, but
a chocolate cream cheese.
Chocolate cream cheese with Fruity Pebbles. I don't know about that. Nah, doesn't work for me.
Spinach. Yeah, I could see that.
Absolutely. That's it. I was like, they don't make spinach bagels, or they do. Get one.
I've never seen that.
I would want one. Yeah. Are you? Can you? An egg sandwich on a spinach bagel? Yeah, boy.
There you go. It's kind of like an omelet.
Yeah.
So there's a new bagel, the Doritos bagel. So the New York Post sent somebody to try it. Can I get a smear of Cool Ranch and a quarter pound of Fritos? Somebody said, inspiring one fan to chime in. That's gross. Where can I get that though? I guess this has been tried in a bunch of different places. I've never seen a Dorito bagel, to be honest with you. But I guess one Long Island place is getting known for it. See, we'll have to ask Joe if he can stop into Beans Bagels on St. James and bring us next time we get together and try that.
Yeah. I would love to try that.
So they say that. So Beans Bagel says they are the first, and everybody else is just copying them. Co-owner Steve Stashen told the Post his co-owner Michael Beans Budani has been baking Dorito bagels daily for a little over a year at the North Shore store, but makes only a few dozen a day since they are labor intensive. But he says it sells out daily. So it's orange. It's a little bit more orange than an egg bagel. It says it has like a rugged exterior of Dorito crumbles, and it resembles a toasted Asiago cheese bagel. The friendly staff at St. James location will recommend pairing the Doritos bagel with vegetable cream cheese, tomato slices, and topping it off with some juicy bacon. So it's $7.90 for the So according to the person who tried it for the New York Post, what makes the concoction work is that it's nacho cheese, dusted chips, serves as a flavor accent rather than a show stealer. So it's not dominant. It's not overpowering. The chips lose some of their zesty potency after being baked into the bagels. He said that's a good thing. He's like, it's not something he would do every day, probably due to the density. But on occasions when he's, you know, maybe after a hangover, he liked it. So I think this is the type of thing where I wouldn't see it and order it. But if they were giving out samples, like a little piece, I would try it, and that's how you get hooked. Or if I'm like at a function, an event, a party, whatever the heck it is, and there's all sorts of bagels, I might try a half a Dorito bagel.
Oh, yeah. You know, I agree with that. I mean, if I had not heard this about this article and them explaining how they, you know, a serving suggestion, if I hadn't heard about that, I think I'd be like, ew, a Dorito bagel. No, yuck. But I would try a piece of it. And, it, like, Doritos are kind of, like, super spicy to me.
Really?
But, yeah. I like them.
I find them flavorful, but I don't find them... I mean, there is a lot of seasoning, but I don't find it over... I guess maybe it's over-palating to your Irish palate.
Yeah, I have a really bland palate, so to me, they're... Like, I like Doritos, but I can only eat them sparingly, but I
so,
like...
So Pip is the Pip is the type of person... Miracle Whip, no, too tangy, I'm sorry.
Kind of.
Do you have some Hellmann's? It's all I can stand!
White bread, yes, the only way to go.
Indeed.
I have a limited palate because too much spice is too much spice. But I love the idea that when you bake the Doritos, that some of that calms down so you can eat it with stuff on it and it's not just like all Dorito taste. The way that they suggested eating it, I never would have thought of that on my own, but now I'm dying to try that. It sounds amazing.
See, that does not sound appealing to me.
No.
Well, I don't eat bacon. But, I mean, you could do it with turkey bacon. But that doesn't sound appealing to me. But I was just thinking about it now. What would be, like, if you put, like, you know, sliced turkey on it, that sound.
Ooh. Yeah. Or I was thinking, you know, again, I love eggs on bagels. I think that the spiciness of the Doritos with an egg on that bagel would be really great.
Oh, that might be interesting. Maybe even an over easy egg, so you get so it drips into the bagel.
Now you're talking.
Yeah,
that works for me too. I don't think that the Dorito bagel idea is disgusting. There are other things that I can certainly think of that are, like you just said, the Fruity Pebbles with lox.
You know what I've seen in the past couple of years, which is actually quite good, but they charge a little extra for it? The French toast bagel.
They make that at the place near me, and it's delicious. I have butter on it.
Yeah, that's very good. I haven't.
It's like having French toast. It's really nice every once in a while.
I have not seen anything outrageous in the bagel genre like this.
No. You know, but nor do we have places near us. The article mentioned, you know, how people will experiment with bagels the same way they experiment with different kinds of ice cream additives. I've never seen a place near us that does that, but I think that's kind of a carnival type of thing, and I guess I just don't go to enough carnivals.
So now that you've read this story, if you saw a Dorito bagel, you would try a Dorito bagel.
Totally down. Yeah.
But before that, you were like, well, if it's not costing me anything, I'm not going to lay out the dollar.
Yeah, I don't, you know, if I'm not sure about something, I don't want to, like, go all in and order the whole thing. It's like, if you don't know a food, I won't order that at a restaurant because now I'm stuck with this entire entree of yuck.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but to be fair, a bagel's a buck, so.
Yeah, it's not that expensive. You could go for it. But if I bought that for lunch and I went away and now I'm like, it was this gross, now I have no lunch.
What is your go-to bagel flavor?
I usually like egg everything, but it's hard to get that if you're going to be at work and you have this like...
An egg everything bagel. Wow. All right.
Yeah. That's or there's what do they call it? A multigrain that's really delicious. That's good.
I think
if they had spinach cream cheese on a multigrain, I'd be a very happy woman.
I think my go-to is an everything bagel. Mm-hmm. I like that. It wasn't always the case, but you can't eat an everything bagel with everything, I guess.
No, that's absolutely true. It limits what you can have. Like, you wouldn't get the, you know, raisin walnut cream cheese with everything bagel.
You know, actually, I think the most limited bagel is the cinnamon raisin bagel. I think a sweet bagel is very limited. I mean, now with butter or cream cheese, you're good to go. But again, if you want that with any type of deli meat, a tuna fish, an egg salad, a lox, I'm sorry. No.
Yeah, you're done.
All right. So we have decided we would eat that. We would try that. All right. I would. So first of all, we want to thank Bella for sharing her story with us. We certainly appreciate
that. Thank you.
Speaking of Bella, you will be able to see Bella, Joe Curry, and myself November 25th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, in Huntington, New York, at the Valencia Tavern. Once again, no phone number. So, if you happen to be in Huntington, come out and see the three of us. And
or if you have command over Google, you could do that too.
Listen, man, I'm just reporting on the flyers I'm given. I don't know what to tell you. This is what they give me. I did not make the flyer. This is it. All right. Well, it was a fun show. Next week, Joe will be back. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.